Hello and welcome to the ABF podcast. I'm joined here with Lachlan Lowe, who is the Senior Patent Examiner for IP Australia. Hi, Lachlan. How are you doing today?
Well, thank you, Alyssa. I'm glad to be here.
Fantastic. And so you're an expert on patents.
We can say expert if you want.
Fantastic.
I examine patents.
Well, you're going to know more than me.
We'll see.
So a lot of businesses really wonder about patents. You know, are they important? What are they? So can you tell me exactly what is a patent and how does it differ from other forms of IP?
Mm-hmm. Well, the short story is, yes, patents are important. Think about it this way. When you are a business and you come up with something new, an invention, you obviously don't want somebody to turn around the next day, find your invention in the store, and then make it. And that's where a patent comes in. If you've made your invention, you can apply to have it be protected. And the form of protection is a patent. So that involves letting the public know what you've done, how you've done it, and in return, the government, in this case, the Australian government, gives you essentially a certificate that says, there you go, that's your invention. If anybody tries to steal it, you can use this to pursue legal action against them and they'll have to stop.
Fantastic. But can you also then use the patent to then sell your invention over profit?
Well, exactly, yeah. So, if you think about some of the common risks that would be involved in commercializing a product that you make, it would really be that somebody else comes in, skips the design and development period that you've invested a lot in, and just makes what you have designed because they've seen it in action. And so the patent mitigates all those risks.
So what can and can't be a patent? So if I have a great recipe and I own a cafe, can I patent, you know, my scone recipe? Or what is a patent, really?
I'm really sorry. No, you can't patent
a scone. Okay, great, because the scones aren't that great.
No, the scones are great. But patents are for inventions, but more so they have to be for essentially tangible inventions or things that change the outcome of the world. So in the example of the scone recipe, you can't patent the scone recipe because what that is just a set of instructions. You know, although at the end you're making a scone, your contribution to the art of scone making is just telling somebody else what to do. But what would be patentable is if you come up with, say, for instance, a new bowl to mix the scones in so that they become lighter. Then you would patent the bowl, and that's what you'd get. So other things, for example, might be, I use this a lot, but think about an app that predicts the weather. It's just a computer in a box and it takes in a lot of data and then it tells you, okay, this is what I think the weather's gonna be. That's not really patentable because it doesn't have a tangible effect in the world. You might be able to change your actions because you know what the weather's gonna be, but it's the same as just looking at the weather report online and making a guess. What would be patentable is if then that app communicates with a drone and it says, drone, this is what the weather's predicted to be. You got to move out of this way of this weather front, and the drone moves. So something has changed in the world.
All right. So what kind of benefits can a patent give to especially a small business in particular? Is it really inventions? Is it, What does it do for a business?
So I've spoken a lot about the benefit of commercialization using a patent, the idea of protecting your product from being stolen by someone else because you've protected it with a patent. But there are more benefits to, for example, a small business than just that. A patent, though I've not mentioned it yet, really is the right to own and manufacture your invention. If that comes in the form of a certificate and you're a small business looking to make something, get it out, and then start on a new project, well, you can take that piece of paper, go to a bigger business and say, look at this thing that I've made, look at this invention, buy it from me. And then you make a transaction, you lose the rights to the invention, but hopefully you get paid out for all the work you put in and you can move on to a new venture. So it is the idea that the patent can help you commercialize. You can sell it. You can also license the use of your patent. So let's say you contribute something small to a grand system. You create a new lock for a car door. All the car companies want to come after you because you've got this new lock and they want it, and you don't really want to sell that patent because, you know, it's a good place in the market to be. You can license out the lock to everybody who wants it. They pay you. They can make the lock for as long as they have licensing rights, but you retain the invention. So really, there are a lot of uses for small businesses to have patents in commercialization, in innovation, just as something to hold.
Great. And so if I was a business owner, or, you know, I'm a business and I've created this new, let's say, lock for a car, and I want to apply for a patent because I don't want anyone to steal my intellectual property, what would the process be like in Australia? Is it a simple process? Is it an expensive process? Tell me about that.
I wish I could say it was simple. And it is simple if you do some things, and the more things that you do, the more complicated it can be, but the more benefits you can achieve from it. So applying for a patent in Australia gets you a patent in Australia, but it doesn't get you a patent anywhere else in the world. So if you want to manufacture your car lock, you know, in the US or in China, without a patent in the US or China, one of the companies there can come in and steal it, even if you've got the patent in Australia. The patent in Australia only protects you in Australia. So before I talk about applying in Australia, I'll talk about applying internationally. Because you can choose to do this right at the start of the patent application process. Australia belongs to a treaty called the Patents Cooperation Treaty, and it allows us to have essentially a foot in the door for international patent affairs. You can't get a patent that applies everywhere in the world simultaneously, but through the Patent Cooperation Treaty, you can start an application anywhere in the world simultaneously. So at the start of this application phase, you can apply to go to, we call it the PCT, and from the PCT, you get an international opinion, call it. Somebody looks at your patent application, says what they think, and then everybody in the world sees. From there, you can choose to go into any country that has an IP system and apply for your patent. And that includes Australia. So that represents one pathway that you can take to get a patent in Australia. The other pathway is what we call the national pathway. It's not bothering with the Patent Cooperation Treaty. It's just applying straight out the door in Australia to get an Australian patent.
Okay, and what are the kind of costs associated with that?
Right, so if you're just applying in Australia, the application for a national patent is between $300 to $400. That is just the application though. When we go through the process, an application requires examination, which is actually what my job is. So I examine patent applications to see if they... to see if they're valid to be granted as patents. That examination carries a different cost, so between $400 to $500, I believe. Then, once you get through examination, once you get a valid patent, there are upkeep costs. Throughout the process, it can kind of end up costing as much as you're willing to pay, if that makes sense, because getting through the examination phase isn't always easy. We generally recommend that for people who can afford it to contact patent attorneys. Patent attorneys know how to draft the patent application, know how to draft the patent claims, which ultimately represent how much you're going to get from the patent. But the attorneys have a different cost, of course.
Of course.
But we generally find that applicants going through an attorney can pay, really it varies, $4,000 to $7,000, I think, might be an average of initial fees.
And is there any help that businesses can get, maybe free help or anything from IP Australia to talk about this kind of process?
Alyssa, I'm glad you asked. If you are a small to medium business, then IP Australia does offer some options for help, you know, assuming that you haven't contacted an attorney service before. So if you haven't and you're a small to medium business, then IP Australia has a program called the SME Case Manager Program, where businesses can contact IP Australia for a little bit of help on understanding what a patent is, how to draft a patent, and what kind of things may or may not be patentable.
Okay. So you've worked at IP Australia for a while now.
A little bit, yeah.
Just a few years.
Just a couple of years. Yeah.
What is your favorite patent story? Now, this could be a patent mistake that's quite common with businesses, or this could be a patent success story. Just tell me.
Well, I've got a couple. I suppose it varies. There are some inspiring ones. There are some really funny ones. Lots of people might not know the actual name of this device, but have you heard of a Hills hoist machine?
I don't know.
You'd know it if you saw it.
Okay.
Because it is the rotatable clothesline that exists in the majority of Australian backyards.
No way.
Hills hoist machine.
No.
Famous Australian patent. It's everywhere nowadays.
Oh my gosh.
So that made it through. It was granted. It was produced, mass produced.
And they still own the rights to that, or they've sold them off, or what do you think?
So patents expire after 20 years.
Right.
Which means that I assume that it would be expired by now, yeah, considering how long they've been around. But really, since they're everywhere, I think that the patent has achieved its usefulness.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I know.
Okay, so we're just nearly at the end now. But if there's any advice you can give to businesses seeking out a patent or wondering if they should be applying for a patent, what would you say to them?
The number one piece of advice that I always give to people considering patents is to not talk about your invention before you apply for the patent. So when we examine patents, we're looking to see what existed in the world before the application. Because the part of the deal of making and granting a patent is that the business is basically teaching the world something new, and in return, they get control over that new idea. So if a business has gone to conferences or made ads and marketed their invention and gone over how it works, and then they decide to get a patent, what are they teaching people? You know? So keep what you've created relatively under wraps. If you would like to talk about what you've done and what you're doing, sign an NDA with investors, for example, or people who you let in on the loop, an NDA being a non-disclosure agreement, preventing them from talking about it, as that is quite a strong amount of protection for when you eventually go and apply for your patent.
Wow. So don't let the secret sauce out, guys.
Don't let the secret sauce, don't let the scone recipe out before.
No, keep that scone recipe sealed. Well, Lachlan, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been really insightful. And I've learned a lot about, as I say, patents, and as you say, patents and patents.
No, it's like potato, potato. I say both. Patents, patents, it depends on what mood I'm in. Because okay. I do not know which one is which. Expert. No, thank you so much for having me, Alyssa.
It's been a joy. And we're continuing this series with IP Australia. And thank you so much for joining us.
Cheers.
Thank you, Lachlan.
Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is intended to provide general information regarding intellectual property and does not constitute legal or professional advice. It is not intended to take the place of legal or professional advice and should not be relied upon as such.
Small business owners and entrepreneurs, thank you for listening to our podcast. If you're looking for more information on the latest business trends, market insights, and opportunities, be sure to subscribe to our weekly newsletter at smallbusinessconnections.com.au. And if you're serious about growing your business, don't miss Australia's largest national small business event, CommBank Small Biz Week, happening at the Melbourne Expo and Convention Centre from the 28th to 30th of May 2024. Register for a free ticket today at smallbizweek.com.au.